This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The annual meeting of the National Rifle Association is coming up in May. It's scheduled for Dallas. And if past events are any guide, gun injuries may actually go down in Texas during the event.
When the convention is held in a person's state in that year, gun injuries fall.
Anupam Jaina, an economist and physician at Harvard Medical School. Jaina and his team discovered that surprising link by tracking visits to hospitals and emergency rooms for gun injuries during 9 years' worth of NRA conventions. And they found the number of people hurt by guns dropped 20% during NRA meetings compared to the same days of the week 3 weeks before and after the show. There's no definitive causal link here, but the researchers do have a few ideas. First, could be avid gun users are at the show, away from their guns, or shooting them in more supervised situations, and thus unable to injure themselves or others. Or, if some members of a regular gun club are out of town, maybe the group postpones its meetup the week of the show, thus avoiding accidents that otherwise might have occurred.
It could be the case also that people who own venues where firearms might be used, like firing ranges or hunting grounds, may be likely to attend these conventions. And if those venues are closed, they might expect to see declines in gun use during that period as well.
The results are in the New England Journal of Medicine. The NRA didn't respond to a request for comment in time for this report, but Jaina said their objection might be, why would gun injuries decline 20% if only a few percent of gun owners actually make it to the show?
I would assume that the roughly 2% of people who are gun owners who attend NRA conventions are probably much heavier users of firearms.
And assuming you believe guns are inherently unsafe, people who shoot their guns a lot might also be more prone to injury than those who keep them locked away all year, which would mean that NRA conventions might actually protect some gun owners from themselves.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.